hours. Kelly, I'm next to the stage. This is very exciting. So I mentioned the Nerdlogs are a sketch comedy group. They have existed for just about 7 years now. I was not there at the beginning. I got in about year two or three by doing this podcast, as it happens. This next gentleman is a founding member of the group. He moved to LA a little bit ago, and he is here to share a story with us once again. Mr. Kevin Walsh.
Hey, guys. Sidebar, my girlfriend was an extra in about 3 seconds in the background of a scene of Contagion. So if you guys ever want to link up and write fan fiction about Scientist 437. I also had head lice in kindergarten, so if you want to write fan fiction about that. hi, guys. I'm Kevin, and I'm going to tell you a story about long-distance relationships, the invention of Facebook, and my brief period as a stalker. And I'm not off book, I apologize. Our story begins in the fall of 2003, which, if you believe Aaron Sorkin, and I tend to, a young Mark Zuckerberg was delivering an epic monologue, getting dumped, stumbling home, and inventing Facebook. For comparison, in 2003, I was a high school senior trying to get my ska band off the ground. I think we know who came out better in that shake, so. Fast forward to the following fall. I'm a new freshman, finally away from home, access to all the free alcohol I could ever want, and I'm hating every minute of it. You see, I didn't drink yet. And my girlfriend and I at the time, high school sweethearts and all, we decided to give the long distance thing the old college try. For anyone here in a long distance relationship or anyone on the podcast at home, my condolences, I'm sorry. My college experience had a rocky start. My freshman assigned roommate was the generic college cliche. He was so bland and so nerdy, and not like cool nerdy like all of us, like math and science nerdy. All of his t-shirts were from high school fun runs, if that helps. So of course he made lifelong friends with everyone on the floor. They'd go eat meals together, they'd go to the quad together, they'd play poker together. He was awful, guys. But meanwhile, I'm desperately trying to transfer out of the goddamn school and go somewhere closer to where my high school girlfriend goes to college. Within a week, I was trying to leave, and I'm mad at my roommate. He was off doing the weekend party thing, and I'm driving 105 miles per hour on the interstate to try to squeeze every last minute of clingy boyfriend time with my girlfriend out. Hormones are a terrible thing. And I couldn't see how desperate I was at the time, but, you know, hindsight. The upswing of my miserable first quarter was I had access to my, you know, the college's LAN connection, a.k.a. the golden era of downloading porn on LimeWire. You guys remember LimeWire? Kazaa, maybe? I'm dating myself. You know, when your favorite barely legal teens are now MILFs, you're getting older. Anyway, here's where Zuckerberg's story and I intersect. You see, Facebook was just enabled at my college. See, back then, for the younger folks, Facebook was kind of invite-only to colleges, so it was kind of a big deal at the time. Now it's, of course, 100% chatbots and people casually outing themselves as racist. But my girlfriend and I, you know, we'd chat for hours every night. Again, guys, I'm sorry. I know how terrible that is now. But with Facebook, we could finally put faces with names. And on the other side of the coin, you could finally put faces with names. Facebook started to fuel my already insecure feelings, that sort of self-doubt and trust issues that I couldn't get over. They amplified because of it. I became the PI trying to solve my own infidelity case. And friends, that does not end well. I would comb through every post from everyone on her friends list, searching for answers I wasn't getting on the phone, trying to piece together context clues of her night from wall posts. I dive through albums and albums of photos, just trying to get a glimpse of her in the background of a photo. And it drove me crazy. Was that a red Solo cup? What is she doing at a party? What's she wearing? She never mentioned going out. Like, she doesn't drink. What's going on? Who's this guy? Is that that creep Tom she mentioned? What's she doing so close to him? They look pretty close. Then I'd go on Tom's page. I'd creep on him. I'm like, what does he have that I don't have? Our phone calls would turn into sort of lines of questioning. You know, I'm trying to trip up her alibi, you know. I'd arrive early to her college, hoping to catch something strange afoot. Guys, I am not the hero of this story. I'm not. It was icky, it was awful, and it did not make me feel good. Her cheating or not cheating, it didn't matter. Like, it's college. You're supposed to, like, enjoy yourself and not hold on to an echo of a shell of a relationship. You know, it had to end, and so it did. And that was tough, you know. I went through my depression phase. I went through my back knee phase. Just a phase. But then a funny thing happened. That anxiety I had before, it just disappeared. I dropped a bunch of weight from the depression, which to this day is my favorite form of dieting. I started meeting people, got into a pretty elite Halo 2 LAN group with my dorm friends. See, back then there was no Xbox Live, so you had to connect locally. I started to binge watch DS9 on Spike TV. You see, back then there was no Netflix, so you had to watch things on television. And you know what? I had never been a Star Trek fan before that breakup, so in a way, I felt pretty woke, you know? I made the effort to hang out with my roommate, even. And guys, he's still an asshole. He was awful. You know, my nerdness blossomed. And before I knew it, I was into graphic novels and ripping entire seasons of Next Gen to my laptop. And because people weren't glued to their iPhones yet, because the iPhone wasn't invented yet, you're able to actually meet other nerds to be nerdy with. And some of them I'm still nerdy with today. So for this night, just for fun, I decided to log on to Facebook and try to Facebook stalk my ex one last time. This proved tricky because she had a different last name, and also we aren't friends on Facebook anymore, so I couldn't learn much. Which, by the way, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. That's great. Total strangers should not be able to creep on your wall. Kudos. So I went to LinkedIn. I learned three things from stalking her this week. One, I learned that she's married now, hence the new last name. Congratulations. I learned she's some sort of mid-level manager at a small community bank. And then, you know, a bunch of academic, not real jobs before that. And lastly, and most importantly, I learned that I don't care anymore. And I haven't cared for 12 years. So I don't know where Mark Zuckerberg is now, probably in a ditch somewhere. But I feel like I'm a better person, finally. Thank you.
Kevin Walsh, everybody. Man, for real, I'm so happy Facebook didn't exist when I went in high school. I would have been way worse even than the dude in your story. Like, oh my God, it would have been disaster for me. Didn't hit till I was a junior in college, so at least I kind of toned that shit down a little bit. A little bit. I'm cool now, guys. I'm cool.